Hello, hello, and welcome to this latest episode of Burnoutology, the podcast with me, your host, Kelly Swingler, the Burnoutologist. I'm going to try again for 2026 to do this video and audio. So we'll see how we go. I keep kind of flitting backwards and forwards with this, but we're gonna see where we go. So for those of you watching, welcome. For those of you listening, welcome. Burnoutology is my unscripted, unedited, un-everything, really. You get all of the ums and the ahs and the pauses and the thinking out loud, but yeah, it's just completely unscripted. It is unedited. It is exactly as it is. And this for me was like my permission slip to let go of perfection, right? To let go of perfection, to just go with it as it needed to be to get the message out there that I wanted to get out there. Now, most of this podcast, as regular listeners will know, most of this podcast has been focused on working through the 200 truths, 200 burnout truths to help you coach, live, and lead differently. Over the last couple of weeks, since I came back from, well, before Christmas, when I came back from my recovery period following my total hysterectomy last year, I felt the need to let go of the truths for a little bit of a break from the truth to talk about some of the things that I'd learned throughout my recovery. And I wanted us to get back to the truths this week with everything that we were doing, and then thought, I'm seeing so much noise out there at the moment that I thought, let's kind of start with that, shall we? If we're coming in for it with a new year. So this isn't a new year, new you podcast. You don't need to be a new you. You are already you. You're already fabulous. And I'm not giving you hints and tips. If you want to know what I think coaching needs to look like in 2026, I believe there are two different sorts of coaches this year. And I think coaches are just going to fall into these two categories. We're going to have the first coach, which is just purely going to be about performance. And then we are going to have burnout informed coaches. And in my mind, if you're not a burnout informed coach, then coaching isn't safe. We've got more than 70% of the workforce now saying that they are experiencing signs of burnout. Burnout's starting to look very, very differently. So if you are not burnout informed, then you could be doing more harm than good. Now, I'm not going to go through that in any more detail today. If you want to take a look at that, I'll link the link to the blog that I shared last week about what I think coaching is going to look like in 2026. So I suppose for today, it's a bit of a, I know, a bit of a grounding, right? A bit of a settling, a bit of an arriving into 2026, not with tools or techniques, not telling you that you've got to smash it, not telling you get any of that stuff, but just really asking you what you need in order to settle into this year. I'm still seeing loads of people that are not just recovering from 2025, but are still recovering from kind of 2020 and 2021, 2022, 2023, 2023, and 2024. And maybe it's just me because of maybe some of my interests, but I'm also seeing across all of my social channels, you know, how 2025 was the shedding of the year of the snake, and 2025, 2026 rather, is the year of the horse, and therefore we're all coming into it with speed and stamina and strength. And I know that lots of us are not coming into 2026 like that at all. Got a bit of a watery eye, sorry. I know that lots of us aren't coming into that. And as I said, I'm not, I don't want to give you hints and tips and tools and techniques to work through today. I just want, I suppose, today to be your invitation to arrive as you would like. Now, I'm not usually back at work until next week, every new year. But I started the Master Burnout Coach program a little later than I had planned to, again, because of my operation and my recovery. So I wanted to get the Master Burnout Coaches back into the swing of things, get them working through. They'd waited long enough, and with the planning and the schedule that I'd already put forward, I thought it would be a great idea for us to start back in early January together. And like my alarm went off like Monday, and I just like you're having a laugh, right? Monday, 5th of January, I'm like, I'm ready to get back to work. And my alarm went off, and all I wanted was sleep. Not had the most amazing Christmas break. I had the most amazing Christmas. I've always finished work early. I think my last podcast with all of you was the 16th of December. My son's turned 25 on the 18th. We had lots of lovely family time together, time with their girlfriends, time with them, time with my parents. Christmas was wonderful. Had everybody here for Christmas, did all the cooking, did all the planning, did everything that needed. And then my sister's health took a turn for the worst, and then my brother's health took a turn for the worst. My partner's but not been in the best place either. And so I haven't really had the break that I thought I might get. And you may not have done either. And I am, and I think I've mentioned this, if you're a long-term listener, you'll know that the back end of 2024, coming into 2025, I went into like a hibernation period. I had all of December off. I took all of January off. I went into a full-on hibernation. And that probably would have done me a huge amount of good if that then, if I hadn't then been dealing with an ongoing health problem. But I do think really this is a time for us to be hibernating. Now, again, I'm not going to tell you that you need to be hibernating if you feel like you've got all of the strength and all of the energy and everything that you need to really start smashing the year as maybe lots of other people are telling us that we need to do. But I think if we think about it, winter is the fallow period, right? Winter is where we rest. Animals will still be hibernating, right? We'll still have animals hiding in their caves or nestling into nests and just resting, just being, right? Nothing is growing at this time of year, particularly not where I live in the UK, right? Nothing is growing. We just need that quiet period, that time to winter, a time to be snuggly and all caught up. And again, at the time that I'm recording this, I've got snow outside. It's not a time for new beginnings. And yet we automatically assume, don't we, for many of us, and again, lots of people, we're putting this all over social media, that with the new year should come a new energy and a new drive and a new fire, and we should be pumped up and ready to go. And actually, just because the clock strikes midnight and we start a new year, it doesn't mean that there's no magic wand, right? Tinkerbell isn't kind of sprinkling her magic dust on us as we sleep, so that we wake up come the 1st of January ready and raring to go with a new energy and a new fire in our belly. I personally think that actually throughout January there is more shedding to be done, there's more releasing, there's more letting go. It is a quiet time. Maybe a time for reflecting, a time for snuggling down with blankets and hot chocolates. Once we've kind of got the busyness of Christmas out of the way, or whatever that season may bring up for you. And I think we are, I've been saying this for quite a few years now, haven't I? Again, for those of you that have been listening regularly, we are really being told and taught and encouraged that, if we're not hustling harder, if we're not working, if we're not doubling down and 10Xing businesses, or we're not going for our next promotion all of the time, then actually we're going backwards. Right? We've been told that we've got to keep moving all of the time. And for me, for someone that is used to moving continually, I'm very much a doer. Actually, the first burnout that made me seriously ill, and the second one that nearly killed me, taught me some really valuable lessons. And I'm still having to learn some of these, right? I don't need to be doing all of the time. My value does not come from me doing constantly. My value comes from me being constantly and then sharing what needs to be shared. Actually, I'm good enough. I'm worthy enough and whole enough, whether I'm doing or not. And I want you to just let that land. As I'm saying that, is that bringing something up for you? Because for lots of us, we are being told that our worth is based on how much we do, how much we give, how much we perform, how successful we are, how much we're earning. It was I suppose, a moment of journaling a few years ago, because I think I kind of had it that I could, like, what was stopping me from thinking I could make impact and income? It's like, oh, so if I want to make the impact in the world with this burnout stuff, then actually, I can't be earning with it. And this is why, again, for those of you that have been here a long time, and for those of you that haven't, let's do a quick recap. I've been doing this work with burnout now for 12 years. I have coached over 700 leaders through burnout. I have trained over 150 coaches from 14 countries in how to be burnout informed. And yet, for about 5 years, 6 years, nearly 6 years, burnout was kind of like the side hustle to the business that I was creating. Burnout was like the side piece to the consultancy that I was building. And like my gut instinct was like, you've got to do more about burnout. But my head was kept telling me that you can't earn from this stuff. You can't make a living working with burnout, right? People aren't going to pay for burnout. People don't want to talk about burnout. And yet, when I started charging for my talks, I was being paid really well for my keynote talks about burnout. When I started really saying I am a burnout coach, instead of just attracting lots of people that were a burnout, I was being paid as a burnout coach. When I said I was going to start educating coaches in how to be burnout informed and burnout aware, people started to pay me for that. It was my mindset, but I was also still recovering from burnout one and burnout two. And the way in which burnout impacts our brain, right? It impacts our decision making, it impacts our confidence, it impacts our clarity, it impacts our ability to keep ourselves moving forwards. Burnout stops us from being able to implement boundaries, not because we can't set boundaries, but because boundaries feel impossible. Boundaries don't feel safe. And burnout does this thing to us where, like, we literally feel like we're in a fight for survival all of the time, that we have to keep going, we have to keep moving, we have to keep pushing. And yet, when it is kind of this time of year, if you have taken some time off over Christmas, you know what used to happen to me is every time I would take a break, I would crash. I would become really seriously ill. And I wouldn't be able to get out of bed. I wouldn't be eating properly. I was just literally like in robot mode. I was really numb. And so I stopped stopping. Now, some of you may have got to kind of the end of 2025 with that mindset, right? Knowing that if you stop, you'll crash. So you just avoid the stopping. Because if you just keep on going and you don't stop, then you can avoid the crash somehow. Some of you may have, I just can't carry on like this anymore. I now need to stop. And so you've stopped and you might have experienced a crash. And some of you might have just kept on going. And now your body and or your brain is screaming out that it's just like it's stopped you. You've been forced to stop. You've been forced to take the break. You've been forced to go inwards. You've been forced to know that you need to make some changes. And so I suppose what I want to get from you today, as I said, there's no real, don't even know how long we've been going for with this episode. Let's kind of, I don't even know where I can find the time on this one. But I just want you to know that however you are coming into this year, it's okay that that's how you're coming into this year. If you want to ease yourself in and come in slow, then ease yourself in and come in slow. If you want to be going at double speed because you've got big plans and big goals and big things that you want to do, and you feel able and ready to do that, then do that. As I said, you're going to be seeing a whole of mixed messages out there at the moment. There'll be one camp that's telling you, hustle harder, new year, let's go, let's smash it, let's do all of this stuff. And there's going to be another camp that's telling you, like, to ease in, go slow. And maybe you're kind of in the middle of those two. I have done still a lot of letting go over the last few weeks. I've cleared old loads of, the screenshots that you save on your phone. Like I've cleared a load of screenshots. I have deleted old contacts that are on my phone and in my email. People that I haven't spoken. I found one, like somebody I used to work with like 20 years ago. Haven't spoken to them since. Don't even know how that number was still in my phone. I've cleared a load of old contacts. I have deleted all of the photos and all the random screenshots that have been clogging up my phone. I have cleared out cupboards. I've simplified my wardrobe again. I have cleared out more makeup. I've organized cupboards. I've been in and done some more organization and kind of decluttering in my office. I love my kind of busy walls, but my cupboards are clean and empty. Everything is sorted. Everything is organized. I've unsubscribed from emails. I have this week sent my first email of the year really out to my subscribers to say, I email you 5 days a week. If that's too much for you, or if I'm no longer right for you, feel free to unsubscribe. I don't want to be cluttering up anybody's inbox if I'm not the person that they want to be hearing from. So I'm unsubscribing. I've made even more changes in my business to simplify all of the work that I'm doing and the way in which I want to do it. I have cut back on my working hours again because I proved to myself throughout 2025 that I could work less, still create a huge impact, and still earn good money. And I was doing all of that whilst really, really struggling with health conditions and waiting for operations. And this year, now I'm recovered. Actually, I don't need to be working 5 days a week, 7 days a week, pushing harder, doing more. That has been my pattern my entire life. And I don't feel that that's where I want to be anymore. I want to be more present with my family. I want to be more present with my friends. I want to be more present with the clients that I'm already working with, not feeling like I don't have the time for them because I've got new clients or I need to be finding new clients or I've got to be building or pushing or hustling or going now. And some of this feels completely alien to me because this isn't how I do business. This isn't how I've done business. And yet it absolutely feels like the right thing for me to be doing. So I am doubling down this year on the Master Burnout Coach, and I am doubling down on the 2-day burnout informed coach training, the coaching intensive that really allows all coaches to recognize how to be burnout informed. I'm spending more time in the Burnout Coach Collective. But outside of those three things, I am going to the gym. I'm doing more yoga. I'm creating more space. And I suppose accidentally, that became, I suppose, my word, my focus for this year is about space. Again, you'll kind of see behind me, I suppose, the busyness of my walls. I love a full wall. I don't necessarily like lots and lots of stuff all over surfaces, but I love walls. I love the inspiration. But what you can't see is the wall in front of me. I have cleared space. It was 2014, I think. I had been working with a coach. I'd done some work with her whilst I was in corporate. When I left to start up my own business, I was doing some one-to-one work with her again. I thought she'd be a brilliant coach to help me get things sorted. And I went to one of her 2-day events, and we were doing vision board creating, right? Lots of people would do vision boards at this time of year, and we got into this kind of vision board creation. And I was getting really, really irritated. I had this blank space, had this huge, I don't even know how big it was, but a huge piece of paper, a piece of card with my vision board on it. And there was this huge space kind of towards the left-hand corner that was really irritating me. I was like, I need to fill the space. So I've got to have something to fill this space with, right? It's annoying me. And so I had this vision board above my desk, and every time I'd sit down, I'd be like, I've got to fill the space with something. And after a couple of months, I just realized the space didn't need filling. The space was there intentionally as space. Now I'm somebody with, big personality, big energy. I like color. I like boldness. I like stuff that's a bit in your face. I like stuff that's a bit out there. I love, maybe kind of dressing a little bit quirky. My red lip, my white hair, my bold glasses. I I take up space. I like busy walls. I like motivation. I like colour. I like print. And I like space. I need space. And for years, years and years and years, I thought spaces need to be filled, silence needed to be filled. And I've intentionally created in my office, as I said, I've intentionally created a blank space on my wall that is just space. I have got little pockets around my house of little quiet corners. I've even created one that's called the Naughty Corner that's got a gorgeous kind of velvet sofa and some plants. And I've got like a big noughts and crosses board on the wall with kind of wooden pieces that you can take out. But it's a quiet space. I've literally, it's got a sign in it that says the Naughty Corner. But it's space. Space to sit if you want. Sofa's lovely, lovely, comfortable big sofa in there. Go and sit in there with somebody else, just have a chat. But throughout the house, on my landing, there is a space where you can just sit, where you can just be, where you can just be enveloped by the sofa and the cushions and just be. Downstairs, I've created a corner, a few corners, a few different spaces in different rooms around the house where you can just be, little corners where you can just snuggle down, snuggle up. There's a throw, there's some cushions, there's a nice comfy sofa. And different sofas with different textures and different feelings, and in different rooms where there's different light and different colour. So they all have a different feeling, but there's space. Now, you may not need space this year. You may not want to expand into space this year. You may not want to take up space this year. But I do want to encourage you to come into the year in your way. Not based on what your social feed is telling you, not based on what your colleagues are telling you, not based on what your team or your family or your partner or your gym instructor or your personal trainer or your kids or clients. I want you, really want you to come into this year in the best way that works for you, purely for you, not for anybody else. And if you don't know what that looks like coming into this year for you, then maybe that's where spend some time. Spend some time with that. Actually, who do I want to be this year? How do I want to be this year? Those two questions have been really kind of reflective for me over the Christmas break. Who do I want to be this year, and how do I want to be? And the how actually has allowed me to say, do you know what? I am doing the right thing in doing less, in working less, in pulling back, in stripping back, in creating more space. That's what I need this year. It's really easy for me. Even after my two periods of burnout, right? That first one that made me seriously ill and the second one that nearly killed me, it's still really easy for me to go into full-on mode, to believe that my value and my worth are placed on how successful I am, how busy I am, how much money I make. That's still my default. And I have to remind myself that that doesn't have to be my default. So the who and the how this year, for me, do feel quite scary. It does feel like I'm stepping out of my comfort zone because I am purposefully doing something that I've never done before. And actually, that also feels really safe. And not safe as in, like, safe, I don't want to get out of my comfort zone, but it feels secure. It is taking me out of my comfort zone. It's causing me to trust more. It's causing me to trust myself more. It's causing me to trust my plan more. I was doing a bit of kind of doom scrolling on Friday after yet more kind of bad news about some family members. So I was doing some kind of doom scrolling on my social feeds and seeing some of the stuff that other people were creating. I thought, oh my God, like that's what I like. I need another course. I need to set this up. I need to set this up. I need to be doing this. I need to, but find more ways of making passive income. I've got, I need more online courses. I need this. 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 And then I put the phone down and I went to make myself a cup of tea and I sat and I just like sat with my, it was like you don't. I don't need that. I don't need the pace. I don't need the new ideas. I don't need the new content. I don't need the new courses. Maybe something like that will come later in the year. Maybe some of that will come next year. But for this year, I'm focusing on three things: the Burnout Coach Collective, the Burnout Informed Coach, the 2-day intensive, and the Master Burnout Coach. That's it. And those three things, the why, the how, the who, those three things give me enough delivery to make me feel fulfilled and excited and happy, and like literally for me to be in my happy place. I get to work with incredible people that just energize me every single time. You know, I really, really look forward to spending the time with them. They really energize me with how they show up, with the questions that they ask, how they get involved. Those three things allow me to work in a way that then allows me more space and more time and more energy to really purposefully focus on my health this year. Focus on like full on recovery, rebuilding my strength this year, getting clear on what it is that I want. Allow me space to have days that where nothing is planned in. Allow me time to get back on my yoga mat, to enjoy cooking again, rather than cooking feeling like it's a chore in the kind of, oh, what we're eating today conversation that drives me mad daily. I want to kind of fall back in love with nourishing my body again and feeding my family. I want to fall back in love with going out for dog walks instead of it just being, you know, a thing that I tick off that I've done the dog walk, I've done the yoga, I've done the meditation. I want to be able to do the things that I want to do without rushing them. I want the space to do them well. I want the space to do them properly. As I said, space may not be your thing for this year. Maybe you want to go full tilt, you want to be going 10,000 miles an hour from day one. Maybe you feel like you're crawling in. Maybe you feel like it's this year isn't a safe space for you to kind of do anything just yet. But I do want to invite you with those two questions. That's where I want to kind of leave you today with this first episode back of Burnoutology, the podcast, uncut, unscripted, unedited, all the ums and the ahs and the pauses and the thinking out loud and sometimes repeating myself, sometimes there's noise in the background, whatever it is that's going on. I want to leave you with these two questions. Who do you want to be this year? And how do you want to be this year? I'm going to leave you there. I'm going to say thank you very, very much for joining me for the first episode of this year. It's good to be back with you all. As I said, we're going to try to stick to some of the video. It may or may not last. We'll see how we go. We'll be back with the 200 truths very, very soon, unless I continue to go with this ad hoc thinking every single week. Okay, we're going to see how we go, right? We've got the space to think. We've got space to create. We've got space to just show up as we need to show up. If you would like to find out how burnout informed you are, then do head to kellyswingler.com. I will pop a link in the notes section for this podcast as well. You can take the quiz, find out how burnout informed you are. Maybe you'd like to stay on the mailing list. Maybe you want to hear from me every single day, Monday to Friday, with some nuggets about burnout and how to be burnout informed in your inbox. My subscribers also get kind of exclusive discounts that you won't find anywhere else. But with social media really limiting the word burnout and everything that we do to talk about burnout, I've kind of got a bit fed up with being hidden and silenced. And that's why I, towards the end of last year, focused on speaking to my subscribers 5 days a week. So if that sounds like a place that you want to be, I would love to have you there. Head to kellyswingler.com, go to the Start Here section, complete the quiz, and then you can find out how burnout informed you are, and also come and join me in the newsletter. I'm going to say thank you very much for joining me. Thank you very much for listening. I will be back with you next week. New episodes, rather, of Burnoutology are live every single Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. UK time. Again, you can subscribe, you can get it direct to your inbox. I will see you again then and speak to you again then. Until then, have an amazing week. Speak soon. Bye bye.